Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Huge hour ahead. If you missed the announcement, we're going to be on remote next Wednesday at Sea Isle at the Ocean Drive. And our co-host for the final 2 hours from 8 to 10 will be the most beloved figure in this city, the great Jason Kelce, as we raise money for the Autism Foundation and appreciate his contribution and the contribution of his team. It's going to be a fun, fun event. Plan accordingly.
Yeah!
Meanwhile, Al, on the line with us is a man who in a previous life would be extremely busy right now because it is the NBA draft day, and his name is Billy King, former GM of both the Sixers and the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Billy is also the senior partner, head of sports and entertainment at Modern Executive Solutions. Hi, Billy.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Billy, I got to know. Look, you are famous as a sports figure. Are you getting some feedback on your acting role in the hit show Hustle?
It's been amazing, Angela. People will come up to me and say, I saw you in the movie. I didn't, you know, I only have a little part, but it's, you know, people treat me like I was the main person. And I said, I'm just a little bit segment.
Well, so it was you and Robert Duvall, and you were both exceptional in it. Here's the thing, though, Billy. Rhea does not agree. Rhea has stated on this show that the first 45 minutes were boring to her, and that was the part of the movie you were in.
I didn't say Billy was.
Do you feel insulted by what Rhea said?
Not really, Ange, because I'm sure how you portrayed it is probably not how Rhea
thank you, Billy. The first 45 minutes didn't grab me, but I did go back and watch it, and I enjoyed the end of it. I enjoyed the last half.
You were only in the beginning,
yeah.
Billy.
I was only in the first 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Billy, what she said is once you were done, she started to enjoy the film.
You know what? Now I'm starting to see the light, Ange. I'm starting to see where you're coming from.
All right, Bill, let's get to what's going on right now. What's it like the morning of the draft? Give us a little scene setter.
Well, the one thing for my group when I was in Philly, you know, we did all our work way before this. So we would have the scouts and everybody meeting and arguing all week. And then the night before the draft, we came up with our 1 through 60, how we would draft. And so by the morning, the board was locked. There were no changes to it. This is how we were going to draft. And so you sort of came in, and then it was more of looking at potential trades. You know, that's what I would be on the phones talking to people, would you trade this pick, what it would take. And so you knew as the draft went down who would potentially move a pick and, you know, what it would take, how much money or players. And so this day, this morning, you know, it was all about trying to see if you could move up or get other pieces. The draft part was done.
All right, but Billy, how accurate can you project this when you don't pick till 23? You got to have like six or seven variables if you actually don't trade the pick, right? It's hard to know exactly who's going to be there.
Well, no, what we did, we would take how we would draft, not predict it. We would just say, these are the 1 through 60 that we would take. And as guys went off the board, they would just go. And we would take our guys off, like if somebody took number one that we had. And when it got down to our pick, the next guy that we had up, that's who we took. So it wasn't like we were trying to project it. For example, the year that Andre Iguodala, the draft there, you know, he was, I think, number 9. And we had 8 players that we really liked. And he was one of those 8. So we needed somebody to move in there to take somebody that we didn't have in that 8. And Toronto did right before us and took Rafael Araujo, whatever his name was. And so that means Andre slipped to us and we got him. But if we didn't, if they didn't take him, then we would have, our next guy up would have been the Indians, who Golden State took after that. So we just took the next guy. So once that a guy, if somebody goes in that you didn't have projected, say for the Sixers in the top 22 ahead of you, then that means another one of your guys will fall to you.
All right, Billy, here's what we're hearing, and it's kind of worrying us, all right? So Daryl Morey would love to unload the 23rd pick because it does not represent immediate major help, all right? So, but the names we're hearing, many of them have a connection to him from his days in Houston. We're hearing P.J. Tucker, who is going to be a free agent, will be available, but you got to clear space to get him. They're given two more years beyond the year that's coming up to James Harden, despite his unimpressive performance. There are other people involved here that we did not. He's living in the past. Eric Gordon is another guy. Isn't he more comfortable bringing players back that he used to be GM of? And is that common to do it that way?
Well, usually a lot of times you do tend to go back to players you know, because you know what, you know, their character and what they bring. But also what happens, Ange, is agents know that Daryl, and so the agents are trying to get more for the guys. So they'll put it out there that Daryl wants him. Sixers are interested in Eric Gordon or P.J. Tucker. I think Tucker is somebody they probably have interest in because they need a guy like him. They need that toughness. I mean, you saw what he was able to do for Milwaukee. You saw what he was able to do for Miami. You put him out there, it's a guy that can guard guys, hit the corner three, and give some leadership and toughness. But a lot of times it's the agents that are putting things out there to try to draw business. And sometimes you may just call about a guy, and then they'll put it out. The other team put it out there that the Sixers are interested in him. So a lot of the rumors I don't worry about. And the one thing with Daryl, because he's very active on the phones, his history is, there ends up being a lot of rumors out there because he's just very active on the phones, talking to a lot of people about a lot of deals.
All right, but here's the added element to this, Billy. On the record, loving P.J. Tucker is the big star of the team, Joel Embiid, and on the record, loving a guy who's about to opt out and be available as a free agent is Bradley Beal. I know you love Beal. Here's what I want to know, right? How much of this, we're trying to understand, when a star comes forward and says this stuff, Billy, does it affect the way a GM sees the situation?
Sometimes it does, but not really. The greatest thing for me in having Allen Iverson, Allen not once came to me and said, can you get me this guy? I want this guy. That was the best thing about having Allen. Every year before the season, I would say, this is the best team we have. I love all my teammates. And so he wasn't a guy to say, I need this guy. Because he was so confident in his abilities that, just give me some guy to play with and I'll win with him. And that's what I liked about him. But it sometimes affects, but as a GM, though, sometimes you can't always listen to players because they want a guy because they like to hang out with them more. And then when they get him, they're like, oh, I didn't realize this guy was this bad or he couldn't do this or that. So you got to do your job and not worry about, you know, the star player, especially down the contract. They're not going anywhere.
All right. In order to get Beal, in order to get Tucker, you're going to have to unload Tobias Harris, Matisse Thybulle, the first rounder. You're going to have to get rid of some salary to bring some in, Billy. Any reluctance to get rid of Harris or Thybulle?
Not really if you're upgrading the team. I mean, if you were able to get a Beal but doing all that, yeah, and I'd do that in a heartbeat. But I don't think Bradley Beal's going anywhere. I think he's going to get his deal from and stay in Washington. And then you may see in a year or two he wants out, but he's going to want his money before he wants makes any waves down there. I just think you've got to look at moving. When you're at this point where they are, have been in the second round, if you want to get better, you're not moving Joel, you're not moving Harden. So you got to look at what are the next best pieces. I think they don't want to move Maxey. So then the only other pieces that you could move that may have some value are Tobias Harris or Thybulle of those players. So that's why you see the names of those guys out there.
Would you get rid of Harris to bring in Tucker?
Well, because I think if you were able to move Tobias' contract, you bring in a Tucker at $10 million, then you probably can move in and bring in other guys if you can do a simultaneous trade. So you can maybe bring in two or three players for Tobias' money, which gives you more depth on your bench.
Is there a market for Tobias Harris at his ridiculous contract?
Everybody's tradable. You know, I think you could always trade anybody's contract. I mean, if you go back and look, there's people that you know, you didn't think you can trade. You can always trade anybody's contract.
Would you extend James Harden for 2 years beyond this one?
I think you almost have to because, you know, if you don't and you lose him, you know, then where are you? Because you've given up so much to get him, so you almost have to. I try to get the best friendly deal I can get for the team, and one that in 2 years, you know, if it doesn't work, I can move it. But you almost have to at this point.
What's more exciting? Final question, Billy. Being in a boardroom on draft night or being in a boardroom doing a movie with Robert Duvall?
I would say draft night because it's longer. The movie was exciting, but the draft, that was probably the best day of every year I was a GM. I enjoyed it more than anything I've ever done in being a GM.
Awesome stuff. Billy, I love talking to you, man. Continued success at Sports and Entertainment at Modern Executive Solutions. I still want you in movies, and I want you running teams. You're great. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.